here at the Rochester International Jazz Festival with Stephen Bernstein, trumpeter, brass player, composer, and arranger extraordinaire. Thanks so much for a few minutes.
You're welcome.
We got a couple minutes before you hit the stage here at Temple Theater. Wanted to ask you about the Millennial Territory Orchestra. This was a group that was founded almost 20 years ago.
Founded almost 25 years ago.
Almost 25 years ago. What was the inspiration to create this group?
I've been working on Kansas City, the movie, Robert Altman's movie Kansas City with Hal Wilner. And my job there was to be kind of the music coordination person who made sure that all the music that we played was in the style, almost like being a continuity person on a movie. And so I was paid to listen to Kansas City music and territory bands from the 30s, late 20s and the 30s. And when the movie was done, all this music was resounding in my head. And I had a Friday night residency at a club called Tonic with Sex Mob. And there was lines around the block. And Bill Frisell hired half my band. So I didn't have a band, but I had a Friday night. And I said to myself, why don't I see what happens if I take all this music that's echoing in my head, not imitate it, but play it in the modern era and see what happens.
It's been a very fruitful project. 25 years, you've recorded a bunch of albums. I wanted to ask about this lineup you got, because it is a lot of heavy hitters. You guys have been on the road for 3 dates so far, right? This is, and you got one more after this. But talk to me about the guys who are joining you in this band.
Well, first I gotta say Peter Applebaum, because I've been playing music with him for 50 years. I joined his band when I was 12. Peter was there on the very first gig. Also on the very first gig was Ben Allison, our bass player, who's also been here just a few days ago. Also on the first gig was Eric Lawrence, who plays along with me in the Levon Helm band and many other projects we've done over the years, and the great Charlie Burnham on the violin, legendary Charlie Burnham. Then Ben Perowski became our drummer about 2 years into the history of the band. Ben, I've known since he was in high school, so I have a long history with these people. Scott Robinson is our special guest for this show. Our regular clarinet player couldn't make it, and Scott has been able to play just about every book in this band. Matt Munasteri, we used to call him the new guy in the band. He's very well known here from being Catherine Russell's musical director. He's the new kid in the band. He's only been in the band 21 years. And Corey Wallace is playing trombone. Our trombone player, Curtis Folks, passed away this year. And Corey is really now the young guy in the band. And so it's a great band of great musicians.
Wanted to ask about, you recorded 4 albums in 4 days.
Yeah.
Take us inside of those, and where can people get them?
Well, you can get them right here, or you can get them at the Bop Shop. If you aren't here tonight, you always go to the Bop Shop and get them. And I got a grant from the Shifting Foundation, and the grant was made to basically, you know, make document all these arrangements. Because being an arranger is a very unique thing. There's a lot of people who are composers. Everyone's a composer. And everyone loves composers, but arrangers, people don't even know what it is. Like, and I'm an arranger. I mean, I'm also a composer, but I love arranging. And there's very few arrangers, because it's a very rare calling. And I've done thousands of arrangements. Very few have been documented. The thing about arrangements, some of them just get played once. For a special concert, someone says, oh, we have 20 songs we need done. You do 20 songs, you play them at that concert. It may never get played again. So I really wanted to document them. So we went in and we documented this music, and it ended up being every day we made a record. And that wasn't really the plan. In my life, there aren't plans. I just make music. And so we have 4 records that were made in 4 days.
Are you going to be playing one record as across your 4 sets, one for each? So your set here tonight.
That's not how I work. No, and in fact, we'll play an arrangement tonight that we haven't ever played live. We'll play an arrangement in the second set, which we haven't played in maybe 10 years. I'm always trying to do new things. My whole thing about music is I'm here to create music for the people. I'm here to do new things. My concept of jazz music is creating something new. My concept of jazz music is being in the moment. And that's what I'm trying to do. So both sets will be completely different. And we're going to try to make sets that make sense for, like, a 7 o'clock set and a 9 o'clock set are very different things. So the first set will be the 7 o'clock music, and the second set will be the 9 o'clock music.
That's awesome. Stephen, thanks for your time, sir. Break a leg.